The Morning Markets Show with Money Control.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Come in Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks so good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. And why am I saying all these random sentences? Because I've got Friday on my mind. Remember that song by the Easy Beats from the 60s, Friday on My Mind? That's certainly on my mind. But if you're the sort that prefers Rebecca Black's Friday, well then, I'm sorry? All that aside, what's also on my mind is what's going to happen in the markets today. That is the Friday, the last trading day of the week. What we know from Thursday is what I'm going to be telling you, and what we can look forward to during the course of today's trade is also something I'm going to be telling you, in addition to what some experts in-house right here in Money Control have to say about the day's proceedings. All of that and then some on the Morning Podcast right here with me, Rakesh, on Money Control. Thank God it's Friday, but of course it went on to be yet another volatile day for the Indian markets on Thursday. We did see Nifty slipping below its crucial support placed at the 100-day exponential moving average, as well as other short-term moving averages such as 5 DEMA as well as 13 DEMA. Is this weakness going to continue in today's trading session is one of the questions we're asking. The tussle between the bulls and the bears continued, of course, for the third consecutive day on the Lal Street, but this time the bears did manage to claw back into the game towards the closing of the session. Nifty closed 50 points lower to end the day at 10,360, well below its psychological crucial support of 10,409 that was established. The only positive takeaways from Thursday's trading session was the outperformance of broader market and the positive advance decline ratio. The positive advance decline ratio can be pulled up by the horns of the bulls if the 10,300 levels on the downside is not breached on a closing basis, experts have gone on to say. The BSE Sensex also closed down 150 points at 33,685. Bears took control there as well. That was down 0.44%. During the early hours of the morning on Friday, the Singapore Nifty Futures, that is SGX Nifty Futures, were pointing to a lower start at about 10,340, that is about 0.22% lower. Well, turning to the American markets, the Dow did end in the green, 0.47% up at 24,873. The Dow did breach the 25,000 mark sometime in early morning trade, but even there, the bears clawed back and the close was much lower than the day's high, but certainly did end 115 points above where it had closed on Wednesday. Some other global cues we need to know before we go into today's trade: FPIs sold 705 crore rupees from equity markets and DIIs bought 256 crore shares in the Indian equity market. What else should investors watch out for during today's trade? Well, India's February trade deficit narrows to $12 billion on month. This positive news could have a rub-off effect on Indian markets. India's trade deficit narrowed to $12 billion in February from $16.3 billion in the previous month. And the country's merchandise exports are showing continuous positive growth, which is a positive sign. So that's something for investors to watch out during Friday's trade. As for what Money Control has to say about what investors should do, should they book profits or add fresh long positions, our market's looking on technical charts. Well, let's step back and take a look at where we are and what we should be expecting. The Nifty did form a bearish candle on the daily candlestick charts. Nifty broke below its crucial support placed around 100 days exponential moving average, placed around 10,410, like I said. It also did breach the 13 DEMA and 5 DEMA as well. But last hour buying keep the momentum favoring the bulls, the experts seem to think. Investors who went long on the index should put a trailing stop loss below 10,300. The volatility index, which is a sort of panic meter of the Lal Street, fell down marginally by 0.22% at 14.33. Volatility should ideally decline below 13 to 13.5 for the index to extend its recent bounce back move. But on the options front, maximum put open interest is placed at 10,000, followed by 10,400 strikes, while maximum call open is placed at 10,500, followed by 10,400 and 10,700 strikes. So three numbers to watch out for: 10,300, that's stop loss, 10,410, that is the 100-day exponential moving average, and 10,500, that is resistance. So we're looking at call OIs of 10,500 and 10,700, put OI of 10,000 and 10,400. Some stocks with high delivery percentage going into trade today: Colgate Palmolive, Asian Paints and Dabur India. 81 stocks have seen long build-up: NIIT Tech, which rose 6%, Jubilant Foodworks and Mindtree, which rose 5.5%. 105 stocks saw short build-up: IOC, which was down 2.7%, as well as Hindustan Zinc and Cipla. Up next, Investor Radar. Which stock should investors keep on their mind and which not? Well, HAL, which is the new kid on the block, one of the three defense sector PSUs which launched its 4,230 crore rupee public offer on the 16th of March, is certainly something to keep an eye on. Through this, the government will divest up to 20.2% of the company. It has fixed a price band of 1,215 to 1,240 per equity share for the offer. The offer will close on the 20th of March. HAL stands to gain from operating leverage. GEPL Capital, meanwhile, assigns a subscribe rating to HAL. Another new kid on the block, Bharat Dynamics IPO, was subscribed 1.28 times so far. On Thursday, Bharat Dynamics IPO received bids for 2 crore 86 something lakhs shares on last day against the total issue size of 2 crore 24 something lakhs. NSE data went on to show. Some other stock we should keep an eye on is GAIL. Oil regulator, that is the Petroleum and Natural Gas Regulatory Board of India, that is PNGRB, cancelled Surat to Paradeep pipeline license. PNGRB terminated GAIL's license to build a 10,000 crore rupee natural gas pipeline from Surat in Gujarat to Paradeep in Odisha, saying it hadn't started work even after 6 years. Karda Constructions IPO opens on March 16th. The Nashik-headquartered real estate developer Karda Constructions is all set to launch its maiden IPO on Friday, and that's naturally one of the stocks investors should keep on their mind. The IPO price band is 175 to 180 rupees per share, which makes the issue size of around 77.4 crore rupees. The shares of the company will list on both the BSE as well as the NSE. So in summary, HAL, Bharat Dynamics, GAIL, Karda Constructions are the stocks investors should keep an eye on. And out here on Money Control, we gather a lot of opinion from different experts, and what do they have to say about some trading ideas going into trade today on Friday? Well, we spoke to experts at IIFL, and this is what they have to recommend. And of course, I'll be back with a more detailed version of this on Stock Picks. They said it was a buy call on Quick Heal Technologies with a target of 335 rupees, stop loss of 320 with returns of 9%. It was also a buy call for Future Retail, target of 610 rupees, stop loss of 538, returns of 11%. And it was a buy call for Everready Industries, target 443 rupees, stop loss of 395 and returns of 8%. So in conclusion, our experts believe it's a buy call on Quick Heal, Future Retail and Everready Industries. Speaking of Everready, that's all we hope to do. We hope to keep you abreast of all that's happening in the market and what might come during the course of today's trade, and to give you a lowdown on how the chips eventually do fall, which is what we do during our evening podcast. Hopefully you're ready with your cup of coffee, and let's not hope for Black Friday by Steely Dan and hope for the Cowboy Junkies when they sang Good Friday. Thank you for joining me. This is me, Rakesh, saying goodbye on this morning podcast right here on Money Control.